720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. This is the All-Timer Show. I want to thank everybody that's listening and took the time out to click that link. Well, metal detectors in high schools and Chicago public schools, they're nothing new. But as I was reading the Chicago Tribune this morning, one headline did jump out at me. And the headline read, updated X-ray machines that use AI to search backpacks approved for more than 100 Chicago public school buildings. And that kind of jumped out at me because of the whole AI aspect, because AI is kind of new and people have concerns about it. And I totally get that. So I want to get somebody on to talk about that. Jadine Chow, who is Chicago Public Schools District Chief of Safety and Security. She joins me right now on the hotline. Hey, how are you?
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, thank you for coming on. Well, first of all, I did not know Chicago Public Schools had a district chief of safety and security. So explain to me what is it a little bit that you do?
So I've been in this job for 12 years, and it's my responsibility to partner with our school administrators and our families, and most importantly, our students, to make sure that we have a safety strategy that serves our students and our staff safety throughout the year.
Right. And so as of now, the Chicago Tribune updated their headline and they took the AI out. So I want to get it from the source. Will these new X-ray machines utilize AI?
These new X-ray machines will not utilize AI. That is an option that we have declined. We have worked with X-ray machines and metal detectors, what we call screening equipment, for many years. And we have found that the equipment that we've been using have been working for us at our district.
And since they won't implement the technology, is there a scenario, you know, in the future where you can see the AI being implemented into Chicago public schools, or this would never happen?
We're watching what is going on around the country to understand how this impacts other school districts and the students. I think AI is a very new buzzword that's in a lot of scenarios or a lot of situations beyond even metal detectors or X-ray machines. And so we're just watching others to learn from that. Right now at this time, we are not in a position where we're looking to pilot AI X-ray machines. We're just not comfortable with that because there's a lot of implications that we would like to discuss with our school communities first and also discuss with our experts in the field. And right now there is not a confirmation that AI devices are effective at this time. We're still watching and learning from others for now.
We're talking with Jadine Chow. She's the Chicago Public Schools District Chief of Safety and Security. You know, who has the final say-so if, you know, when you guys approve these X-ray machines and metal detectors, do the parents get a say-so in this? Does the local school council get to vote on this? Who's responsible for that?
One of the things that we feel very strongly about in Chicago Public Schools is that safety decisions as a whole should engage and involve our families, our students, our administrators, and our teachers and staff. And so it's very important that we are engaging as many of our stakeholders as possible. And that includes on the topic of screening equipment. And so as it stands, when a school wishes to add screening equipment like an X-ray machine or like a metal detector, the policy dictates that conversations must be had at a local school council meeting where the general public can weigh in on that, on whether the school should do this. Ultimately, again, we find that we are most successful when we are engaging our school community members. The bottom line, though, at the same time, is that the X-ray machines and screening equipment as a whole, it is a district decision at the school level, but based on the experience I've had in the last, again, 12 years, it's something that we've made in partnership with our school community.
And some parents do feel that the use of cameras and metal detectors and X-ray machines, some parents and some organizations do feel that those instruments kind of disrupt the learning process for kids when they go to school. Do you feel that to be the case? If so, why?
In our district, we think it's very important to consider three aspects of safety at schools. One's physical safety. Are we physically safe? Number two, emotional safety. Do our students feel emotionally safe? And lastly, relational trust. Do they have a trusted relationship with adults in the building? We believe that all three of those things have to be in place for a school to be safe. When it comes to these devices, such as screening equipment or cameras, locks on doors, etc., those will only work if they're in place in conjunction with the other elements that I mentioned. And so we think that it takes a holistic, comprehensive safety strategy. And you can't just pick one and assume that metal detectors or whatever will be the be-all, end-all. You have to have those other things in place, most of all the relationships. And so we keep emphasizing that. And so when parents ask us, how can I make sure my child's school is safe? We say, please make sure that you and your child have a trusted adult, that if they observe something or if they're feeling a certain safety concern, that they have someone they trust they can go to so that that concern can be addressed.
All right. We're talking with Jadine Childs. He's the Chicago Public Schools District Chief of Safety and Security. In that Tribune article, you mentioned the whole school safety program. What is that and how is that implemented?
In the summer of 2020, after the tragic murder of George Floyd, our board asked us to identify a process in partnership with community to understand how we can reimagine school safety. We engaged 5 community-based organizations, and together they helped design the plan that we call Whole School Safety Planning Process. We started this in high school. So in high schools, in regard to the decision involving police and schools, we've engaged local school committees at the school level to help really identify a safety vision for their school. This has been working for the last 3 years, and so what we're looking now is to expand that beyond just those schools and really try to take this to a district-wide level. So we're starting small in our expansion because we want to make sure that we're implementing it with quality, with fidelity. But we're getting very positive feedback in the sense that people really do want to be engaged in this topic of school safety. And we want to make sure that there's not just buy-in, but really they're part of the design process from the get-go. So this is not the district or chief of safety and security telling a school or telling students or parents, this is how we think you should do it. This is us all sitting down and creating this together. And so we're anticipating that, you know, their involvement will help in itself build the ownership and give us better input because the students are the ones at the center of this. And if they're telling us how they feel, we can make sure that we are implementing those strategies which address any concerns that they might have.
And there you have it. Jadine Childs, Chicago Public Schools District Chief of Safety and Security. Thanks so much for joining me and clearing that up for everybody. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me today, Brian.